From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Iraq today speaking about what he sees as progress in that country. He says he believes a secure and stable Iraq is within reach, though he said much still needs to be done. And during his visit, a car bomb exploded in a nearby Shiite neighborhood. More than a dozen people were killed.
For our own assessment of how things look in Iraq, we return to a couple of people we spoke with last summer at the height of the U.S. military surge of troops. First, former Iraqi Foreign Minister Adnan Pachachi. He joins us from Baghdad. Welcome back, Mr. Pachachi. And let me just say, here's what you said to us in August. Now, this was right before the report from General Petraeus, who was going to tell the Congress and the country what had happened in Iraq over the last 8 or 9 months in the first part of this year as a result of the U.S. military surge. Here's your assessment on how things looked in August.
As far as Iraqis are concerned, there has not been any noticeable improvement.
No noticeable improvement as far as Iraqis are concerned. Well, we're calling now to say, is there any noticeable improvement in December as against August?
Yes, there has been some improvement in some areas of Baghdad and also in the Anbar province. But that was mainly because there were the tribes and the guard of various sections of Baghdad were funded and armed by the United States and by the Iraqi government. And they were able to confront the armed groups. Also, another factor was no doubt the decision of the Sadri, of the Mahdi army, to withhold its military operations. But naturally also what contributed quite a lot is the surge also.
So the factors are that the U.S. military began to work with the militias, the Sunni militia groups, and to arm them.
The tribes and the Sunni defense groups in various...
And then Muqtada al-Sadr's group, the Mahdi army, they have kind of gone to ground. He told them stop fighting, so that has worked. The military surge has worked. So generally, how has life gotten better or changed for people there in Baghdad?
In certain areas, it's much safer to go out in the street and to do the normal things, shopping and so on and so forth. But of course, there has been violence also in other places.
Iraq remains a very dangerous country. Less dangerous, but still dangerous.
I mean, this sort of the lull in the violence, comparatively speaking, may not last.
When I spoke with you in August, you said that General Petraeus had told you in a conversation that the real goal of the surge was to give the Iraqi government time to work things out, time to make political progress on creating... What's happened with that?
Well, unfortunately, the government and the various political groups have not been very helpful in this because they still maintain their rigid positions on various issues of importance. I mean, you have the beatification issue, the question of a general amnesty, the oil law. All these things have not been resolved, and the parliament is going to recess tomorrow for a month. And I think that very much has been achieved.
So parliament is going to recess tomorrow for a month. You haven't achieved any of these political goals.
No, because the important goals.
But is there any sense of progress toward these goals? Do you have any idea that maybe Iraqi political leaders are saying, okay, we're going to be able to make a deal, or maybe we can make a deal? I mean, don't they realize that time is going to run out?
I mean, frankly, I don't think much would come out of this parliament. I'm a member of this parliament myself. But we have to wait for another 2 years when we have new elections.
Former Iraqi Foreign Minister Adnan Pachachi, he's also a Sunni political elder with the Iraqi National List and a member of parliament. Adnan Pachachi, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
And now for another view, we turn to Mahmoud Othman. He's a Kurdish member of the Iraqi parliament, and he's been on our program many times. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Since we spoke last summer, you had said that some things had improved at the beginning of the surge. You'd also said that as far as reconciliation, services, unemployment, things that the Iraqi government is in charge of, things haven't changed. And now, a few months later, do you still believe that?
Yeah, well, I think now things have improved quite well, especially security-wise. The surge has worked. Iraqi forces have done their job. And the people, especially the people, many people, they rose up against Al-Qaeda and other terrorists, and they are defending their areas. So that's why the security situation has changed. But it remains that there should be political improvement, economy, and, you know, standard of living, corruption, this thing. I mean, the government and the political leaders should work and try to make some political, economical, and, you know, improvement, also services, so that they could make sure that the improvement in security will stay and things will improve towards better.
So you are one of those political leaders. What can you do to improve the services that the government is offering?
I'm not a political leader. I am not having any party. I'm an independent member of parliament. But I think the political blocs, they should try to meet, agree on some formulas, on some common point, and then try to solve some of the problems like the laws which are still not passed, like the local elections, like the change in the constitution. So all these things are still there. They haven't been solved. So they should get together. They were supposed to get together last month. Now this month they are having responsibility and they should shoulder it. This is very important. I think they should hurry up some sort of agreement in between the political leaders.
And how is life for you better on the ground? What can you do now that you couldn't do, let's say, 3 or 4 months ago?
Well, I think people could come and go now in a better way. The shops are open. People can go shopping. The political leaders' meetings could be held. And restrictions on meeting and so on are less. So the atmosphere is not a matter. Even before this improvement in security, the political leaders could meet. They are mostly in the green zone. They could meet always. Many of them, they were taking this as an excuse, saying as long as security is not good, we cannot do this and that. Now the challenge is there. Security is good now. They should take their role and do something about it. And I think neither the Americans or Iraqi people would wait forever for these people to deliver. I think the government is supposed to deliver. The political leaders are supposed to deliver and do something. And if they don't do it, that means they will fail the people and they will fail the people, others who support them from outside.
Mahmoud Othman is a Kurdish member of Iraq's parliament. Thanks for speaking with us again.